Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So if you know me, you know that I'm always an advocate of not posting too much personal content. However, I do post some. And so this is where today's question comes in, which says, why are you posting personal content when you always say not to? And that is a really good point. As you say, I do say not to post personal content. And if you do follow me on Instagram specifically, you will find that I do have personal content on my stories quite often. So let's just talk about it in this episode. So the reason why is that when you first go onto social media, what you'll hear a lot of people say is you need to be authentic. You need to share yourself. And that's true. You do. But what people often do is they'll flood their social media feeds with themselves, doing stuff with their kids, talking about going like golf, doing football, their favorite football teams. They'll flood it with all of this stuff. And then they'll go, I wonder why I'm not getting any business. And that's because they haven't really posted anything about mortgages. They haven't posted anything about the thing they do. They're literally just posting content about themselves and then wondering why people aren't getting invested. And the problem with that is you're then using social media exactly the same as everyone else. You're posting your life that nobody really cares about, with all due respect. So you're just posting that up and then hoping that people are going to interact. Now, this is where the issue comes in, is that what we really want to be doing when you're first starting out is effectively wipe that slate clean and post only business related content, because we need the audience, the people who consume your content, we need them to start to see you as the mortgage advisor, as the protection advisor, as the wealth advisor, whatever the advisor is that you're trying to be. We need them to see you as that only. And the only way we're going to see you as that is by removing all other traces of what you do and focusing on that. Now that means, like I said, you need to post no real personal content, definitely not on the feed, not on the grid. So not on the grid, not on the feed, for at least a year. You need to get people to know who you are as a professional, to educate them again. So if you're coming new into the market, you absolutely, and you're a broker and you're trying to generate leads and build a social media presence that's going to generate you income, you absolutely need to make sure that you're posting business related content. And the business related content is video content preferably, which is value adding. So storytelling, it's information, it's not use me for a mortgage, because that doesn't really work, but it's like value adding content. But it's trying to avoid, wherever possible, just blanket spamming people with stuff that you get up to in your life. Now, the next bit, so why do I then post personal content? And I'm going to actually make a note of that. So why am I posting it? It's levels. I have been making content for 7 years. I've actually been making content for longer than that, because I was doing content on other things around that. But around 7 years, I've been making content about what I do as a mortgage coach for 5 years. So I've been building this business, been around for 5 years. And so I'm not, when I say to you, don't do this thing or do this thing, I'm not the customer. I'm not the target of the person that this information is trying to reach. Does that make sense? Is that I'm not like where I am versus where you may be is not really the same. And actually, I think oftentimes as mortgage brokers, we look at things literal. That's why we'll look at someone like Stephen Bartlett, or we'll look at someone who is one of our favorite YouTubers or our favorite Instagrammers, or our same Diary of CEO Stephen Bartlett is an example of this. And we'll say, oh my gosh, I need to do what they're doing. And it's levels. You've got to level up. It's like a game or something like that. You've got to move through it. And if you are level zero or level one, and I'm level 10 and he's level 30, don't look at what they're doing and think it applies. And I think that's the bit that's really important. So for myself, I'll explain what my one. I've been doing it for 5 years, this specific type of content. And I posted consistently day in and day out all about marketing for mortgage brokers pretty much every single day in some capacity for 5 years. But I hit a point about 18 months ago, about 18 months ago, maybe 2 years now, where I was like, but definitely the last year actually, where I was like, people know me, they know what I do, but they don't, but they don't know me as a person. They don't really know what I'm like outside. They don't know my values. They know that I know a lot of stuff. They know that I get good results and that I've got a track record of getting results for clients. I've got that now, but they don't know who I am as a person. And so there was things that I started, and this is not something I wanted to do because it went against what I was earlier saying. You can't post about personal content, blah, blah, blah. But actually, it was counter thing. I was like, I need to start showing people who I am outside of work. I need to start showing people my work-life balance and connection with my children, because I spend a lot of time with my kids. My kids are my world. My wife and my kids are my world. But they're a world I kept separate. But actually, I needed to show them, because the more I shared about my wife and kids within my stories, and we'll talk about that bit in a minute, but the more people would see me as human, because I do a lot of content, I do a lot of things, I'm very obsessive, and I work very hard, and people can sometimes see me as non-human. That was the kind of feedback I was getting, was that, you know, you're a bit of a robot, you're just, you can do it, but I can't. But I wanted to show people, I do the same as everyone else. I'm up at 6 a.m. in the gym, I'm working out. I'm not a big fan of gym posts, but I do them because it's, yeah, I'm up, I'm working, I'm doing it. I show them I'm in here making content. I'm out there playing with my son and my daughter. I'm going on date nights and date afternoons with my wife. I'm playing video games when I'm chilling out. I'm watching TV like everybody else. Like I'm hanging out with my family on events, like my parents and things like that. It's sharing more about who I was as a human outside of my work. And the levels of this came because it was said I needed to try and be more relatable. Built a brand around myself and a reputation of being someone who got results and was very driven, but there was no real connection outside of that, which again, I'm very open about, which is why I've changed it. And it's drastically changed. There's no shock, the link between my waiting list getting larger and larger versus me being more open about what I do and who I am. So there is a level to that. But if you're starting out right at the beginning, you absolutely should be focusing on business first, because now people know me as Ash Borland, the marketing guy for mortgage brokers. Oh my gosh, who is really attentive to his children? Not Ash, the guy that's always with his kids. Different framing, very different framing. It could be Ash, the guy, I'm not really into sport, but let's say I'm into like video games. It could be like Ash, the guy, or let's say sport. It could use Ash, the Liverpool supporter, I do a bit of football, versus Ash, the mortgage broker, mortgage marketing coach. He supports Liverpool. Extra different layers. Okay. They're not actually, it's not just the overarching thing. It's part of a larger picture. And it's all about the dominoes, and it's the halo effect of how many things you put it in line with and put it in that order. And so that's why I'm posting personal content. Now, what would I say about personal content? First of all, keep it to the stories. Still, I will not post, and I never say never, but I'm very advocate. I do not post personal content on my Instagram grid pretty much at all. That is just for business. I might post it on my Facebook feed because Facebook's a bit different, but Instagram, no. Personal stuff takes place in stories. It's all in the stories. And that's why you can do it earlier if you want to, but you would still want to just focus on business for a long time. But story content in the stories, that's where personal stuff is. I'll share personal content in the stories all the time, but I don't share it on my feed. Now, the only caveat to this could be so that's that. Now the next caveat, like not the next, but the next kind of what I'd say is a smart skill set that you can do if you want to share personal stuff is if you can share personal stuff that is relevant to business, you'll do very well. So this is Nicola Huxley is one of my clients as an example to go and see this. I'm actually going to see her for lunch today. But Nicola is a great example of, you go and check her out on Instagram or on any of the platforms, but Instagram is the main one to see. You'll see lots of good ones. That is an example of someone who shares personal content in a business setting And that's a very clever way of doing it. It makes people think you're sharing personal stuff, but you're actually using the personal situation to, as a framework, as a to frame a business thing. She does it with protection. Very new and useful for that. This type of stuff does very well on LinkedIn. So lessons you've learned from your children, from your spouse, from this, and how that applies to business. These things do very well. These are lessons that work really well. But they are not personal content. And I think that's the thing people go, oh, it is. No, it's not. It's relatable business content. So to summarize and answer that question, I do post personal content. I think you should too if you're wanting to build that connection. But I think you shouldn't do it at the detriment of posting consistent business content on your feed. Make sure if you're starting out, if you're level one, for the first year, just post business. If you want to post a bit of personal in the stories, you can do that. This is the type of thing I work with people one-to-one on and navigating how that balance is, because if you get that balance wrong, it's like a recipe. If you get that ratio wrong, it will not work. These things are for business conversion, which is what we're focused on. We're not interested in all likes and followers and shares. We're interested in business conversion and actually getting people to build your authority and know you and like you and trust you. There is like a ratio of making sure we get it right. Otherwise, you end up being like a social media person, but you're not really anything else. So that's it. So that's my answer to you guys. If you have any questions that you'd like answering, please submit them on to me on Instagram. I'll put a question tab up sometimes in the stories. Put them in there. Or if you've got one, just DM me if you need to. And I'll see you in the next episode, okay? Bye.